Using Your Marbles, a mini educational podcast with Art Baird and Joe Yoshikawa of Creative Marbles Consultancy. Like us at facebook.com/creativemarbles.
Students and parents often ask us how to get started on the college admissions essay.
The college admissions essay is the implementation of the writing process. The writing process is not taught. A teacher expects that when a student arrives at high school, they know how to write. But the writing process is what they're lacking fundamental understanding of. So the best way to write the college essay, the autobiographical essay, is twofold. Know the essay, know the style of essay, which in this case is autobiographical, and then know the writing process, and the two merge together. And that's what produces an effective essay.
Right, because within the writing process, then issues like what topic do I write about, what experience is most representative of me will rise to the surface.
So first, know the prompt. Don't guess the prompt, know the prompt. Know the words within the prompt. Know the meaning of the words, not the words themselves. Then begins the second step in the writing process, which is the brainstorming of your life experience in relation to chosen and now understood prompt.
Brainstorm is literally taking all of the thoughts in your head about your own experience and dumping them out onto the paper. Whatever's coming up in your mind, follow those, even if it feels like a tangent, because oftentimes students will box in this one experience and this is all I can talk about. Even in the brainstorming, they are automatically starting to limit. But you want to see where it's going to go so that you can have the most effective competitive experience.
You don't know what you're going to say until you start laying it out. That's why the brainstorm is so effective, because it's just letting it pour. It's a storm within your mind of thought, of experience, of memory, and you're putting it all out there. Have you found a particular brainstorming in your years of working with students that's more effective than not?
No, because it's individual to each kid.
So some students will, you know, do the old circular method of put the prompt in this one word, one part of the prompt in the center, and when you think of this, you think of,
right,
and then when you think of that, you think of. Then there may be just more quick writing, which is rough drafting in a brainstorm kind of like format. Personally, I think conservatively speaking, you should start with the circular brainstorming method or some variation thereof. It seems generic, but it allows you to flush out key words and makes the drafting process easier, which makes the editing process easier. But typically, because they don't teach the writing processes effectively, many students want to skip that and get right to writing. And the problem is then they think the writing of the rough draft is the final copy.
Correct.
And that is a mistake, because it leaves out editing, which is rethinking the entire essay, a critical component to effective writing.
And then after the brainstorm, start organizing it in an intro body conclusion kind of way.
Outlining. Yes, another ugly word in most students' minds. To take your stormed thought and to put it within an outline, which in many cases is generically given to you by understanding the breakdown of the prompt, to separate your brainstorm and or quick writing into a outline is very effective for the draft, the further drafting and or editing or setting us up for the final editing process. So very important, but seldom ever used. And usually what it does is just creates a nervous wreck, a writer's block. It allows, in many cases, students will abandon the entire essay and the college admissions process for said college they may have had high hopes for, because they bogged down on that process. Great writers bog down on it, then ordinary writers are going to bog down on it. So the best way to get through it is to step back and more formalize your drafting process with a outline to put things in the right places. Then all we have to do is the drafting process, which is just to add context to your skeleton, if you will, of a brainstorm. And so then you're looking to have a grabbing interest, you're looking to have complete thoughts, complete paragraphs, topic sentences, the emergence of a thesis, and that then will allow you to have a setup, if you will, for the editing process, which is just going in there and challenging with other people, hopefully, that thinking process on paper that you just went through, to see that it all flows, it all aligns with your life experience and with the prompt. And when you've gone through that, which can be gut-wrenching for many, especially if you haven't followed the process today, many students we work with, they run into a wall when they hit editing because someone challenges their lackadaisical process of writing within regards to a complex essay, and they attack the critic and can sabotage what otherwise would have been a laborious effort to produce any kind of writing at all. So the more you follow the process, the easier being challenged on the process, the more efficient the process, and the more effective the outcome.
For more guidance to write the complex college essay or high school writing assignments, contact us at creativemarbles.com.